The annual Texas OU game was a big event for the company, for the employees.
It was, and I was not allowed to go. I did get to go one time. You know, it was kind of rowdy in Dallas. I guess it still is. We haven't been a long time. But Daddy just didn't think that was the environment that I needed to be in. But we went to every other football game. It was at Norman. They always had a big breakfast, and I don't know whether they had dinner.
I'm sure they did.
What they did, but it was a big deal.
He also found a faculty that was underpaid. So it wasn't just the sports department that he zeroed in on.
He thought the professors weren't paid enough, and so he, I think, helped that situation. He also I don't know what it's called. Is it the freshman college or what are they?
University College.
Because he was aware of the fact that a lot of people go to college and they're really not prepared. And these are kind of the core classes, I assume.
The liberal arts was required for 2 years.
But he was sort of the instigator of that.
He made sure salary increases for the faculty were attached to promotions.
When he left as a regent, after serving two terms, I think it was actually Roy Turner who got some pressure and did not reappoint him. But in any event, he left a letter to the regents. It's a long letter, beautifully written.
It's a book.
Yeah. That was one of the points that he made, is that we really need to spend more time putting quality professors in the classroom. He was a big believer in education. I mean, he had a passion not only for the OU athletics, he had a passion for OU as an educational institution.
Dr. Cross.
He started the George Lynn Cross Research Professor Program, paid for it, helped the David Ross Boyd Professor Program. He just saw all aspects of the university as important.
Well, there was a surplus of cash in the program when he left.
In the athletic program.
He had served 2 7-year terms, and there was that surplus. They then approved the $1.2 million in bonds for the expansion of Owen Field while he was there. They also changed the board rules so that presidents and their board of regents would rotate, serving in the last year of their term, so you didn't have one person controlling it all the time.
The story is, too, that a lot of times, you know, where the practice field is now, Daddy, if he was running late, they would land on the practice field. Of course, now you couldn't do that because it's not big enough.
Because he was flying in from...
Someplace, but he very seldom missed a meeting. I think he was very dedicated to what he was doing.
This connection to OU, while we're talking about that, the foundation has contributed $40 million to Oklahoma University. They contributed $1 million to build the Lloyd Noble Center.
Correct.
That
was the first $1 million gift that the Noble Foundation ever made.
And the first thing that ever had Daddy's name on it. I remember when he said, I may have to answer to this in the hereafter, you know, when they named it the Lloyd Noble Center, because Daddy never wanted his name on anything.
And this was named after he had passed away, obviously, right?
The largest grant the foundation has made to OU was for the Sam Noble Museum of Natural History. Then there was a substantial grant made to the addition at the Lloyd Noble Center for the Mary Jane Noble practice facility for the ladies' basketball team. Then the foundation has been active in support of OU at the Health Sciences Center and the Cancer Center. So OU has been a major recipient of Noble Foundation.
And a few million to the College of Business Administration?
Correct. That was when Sam was chairman of the Board of Regents. And then Sam's wife, Mary Jane, was chairman of the Board of Regents. So there's been a long line of Noble family involvement at the University of Oklahoma.